Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong spokesperson highlights persecution in China at congressional hearing. Argentina, troubled school kids improve through Falun Gong meditation. 2018 Congressional Executive Commission on China Annual Report. The persecution of Falun Gong continues in China. Prague, Czech Republic, raising awareness during the European Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. Art exhibition moves hearts in Istanbul. And Switzerland and Austria, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong spokesperson highlights persecution in China at congressional briefing. The Congressional International Religious Freedom Caucus and non-government organization IRF Roundtable jointly held a congressional briefing on religious freedom in China on October 11, 2018. Falun Gong spokesperson Erping Zhang was invited to provide an update on the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the meditation practice in China. Zhang said July 20, 2018, marks the 19th anniversary of Beijing's campaign of systematic violent suppression of Falun Gong practitioners. Since 1999, the Chinese Communist Party apparatus at all levels of society has been mobilized to target some 70 to 100 million citizens in China who practice Falun Gong. Zhang said, as of October 11, 2018, 4,236 deaths from torture and abuse have been documented and confirmed. Due to censorship in China and difficult conditions for investigating crimes by state officials, the actual death toll is believed to be many times higher. Based on a new report by the China Organ Harvest Research Center, the large-scale profiteering of vital organs forcibly removed from prisoners of conscience who are killed in the process is still ongoing in China and overseen by the highest levels of government. Since 2006, when this forced organ harvesting in China was first reported, U.S. Congress and European Parliament have held multiple hearings on the topic and invited medical and legal experts to testify to the existence of this crime. In the face of overwhelming evidence, U.S. Congress and European Parliament have passed resolutions and motions condemning China's forced organ harvesting. We hope Congress and our executive branch continue looking into this ongoing practice in China and take all necessary means to stop this crime against humanity. Zhang said that China's persecution of Falun Gong has not slowed despite changes in leadership in Beijing. He said, simply being a Falun Gong practitioner can get you fired from work, expelled from school, refused rentals from landlords, and worse. What's more, government officials and those under their control frequently threaten the livelihoods and lives of Falun Gong practitioners' loved ones. Zhang called on the United States government to help end the human rights abuses and religious persecution in China.
Argentina, troubled school kids improve through Falun Gong meditation. A teacher at an elementary school in Buenos Aires said, "The children become so peaceful when they do the Falun Gong exercises." Since June, hundreds of children at two schools in the capital of Argentina have noticeably benefited from Falun Gong, a mind and body cultivation practice from China. A Falun Gong practitioner who volunteered to teach the exercises at the school said, "Most of the children seem to get calmer and more relaxed. The kids are happy to see us every time." The program started in June when a practitioner showed a documentary to a friend who was the principal of this school. The documentary told a story in which Falun Gong exercises helped school kids in Uruguay to improve their behavior and grades and reduce the incidences of bullying. She invited the group of local practitioners to teach the exercises every week to students who had trouble focusing or other behavioral problems. A principal from another school in the same network was told about the Falun Gong program in the first school and also set up a weekly workshop. The positive effects were obvious and instantaneous. Not only did the kids enjoy the exercises, but many faculty members also started to learn. The practitioners also taught the students about the guiding principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since discussing these principles with the students, teachers and practitioners saw that students who had become timid due to bullying were starting to gain more confidence. The programs at these two schools have drawn attention from a federal-level congresswoman who learned about Falun Gong from a practitioner in January. After the school programs were underway, the congresswoman sent her assistant to the schools to check it out, and the assistant seemed impressed with the program. More schools in this network are now signing up to bring this program to students.
The 2018 Congressional Executive Commission on China Annual Report. The persecution of Falun Gong continues in China. The Congressional Executive Commission on China issued its 2018 annual report on October 18th, highlighting the worsening human rights conditions in China. In particular, the communist regime continues to suppress Falun Gong practitioners, human rights lawyers such as Gao Zhizheng, and ethnic minorities. Forced organ harvesting was also mentioned. Several international organizations expressed concern over reports that numerous organ transplants in China have used the organs of detained prisoners, including Falun Gong's practitioners, cited the 324-page report, which is available on the commission's website. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio and U.S. Representative Chris Smith, chair and co-chair of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, presented the report at a press conference that day. Rubio remarked, "The Communist Party has dramatically increased its control over government, society, and business, and is ruthlessly employing technology to further its own aims." As American policymakers increasingly re-examine the misguided assumptions that have informed U.S.-China relations, we must be clear-eyed about the global implication of China's domestic repression. He called for sanctions against the communist officials responsible. He said the committee's censure is aimed at the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people. In fact, the Chinese people and Chinese culture have made great contributions to human civilization. Smith explained, "This report shines a light on the Chinese government's failures to abide by universal standards and shines a light on the cases of tortured and abused political prisoners. Even by the Chinese Communist Party's low standards, this year has been audaciously repressive." He said the suppression of religious groups, ethnic minorities, and human rights lawyers is the most severe since the Cultural Revolution.
Prague, Czech Republic, raising awareness during the European Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. About 1,500 Falun Dafa practitioners from 37 countries gathered in Prague, the capital of Czech Republic, on September 29th, for the 2018 European Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. The following day, outdoor activities were held to raise awareness about the ancient mind-body practice and the persecution that its practitioners in China have endured under the communist regime since 1999. Marie, a dentist, stopped to watch the exercises and talked to a Falun Dafa practitioner for a long time. She was appalled to learn that peaceful Falun Dafa meditators are brutally persecuted in China. She was very interested in meditation and purchased a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. "I'll start reading this today," she said. Sylvie and her friend Genevieve were vacationing in Prague and saw hundreds of Falun Dafa practitioners meditating in the park. They said they felt a sense of peace and calm while watching the exercises. They said that they were not surprised that this spiritual practice was being persecuted in China, since the communist regime tries to control people's thoughts. There were many Chinese visitors among the crowds of tourists who saw the various Falun Dafa activities surrounding the conference, including a large-scale march. Two young Chinese men standing nearby at the time said to a practitioner, "We are members of the CCP and governmental employees. We know that the party is not good, but we have to make a living. What can we do? How can we make money after quitting the party? The practitioner told them, the CCP has committed many crimes. If you do not quit, you are a member of it and will shoulder its crimes, as you pledged your life to it when you joined. The two young men then agreed to use aliases to declare their withdrawals from the CCP and its affiliated organizations.
Art exhibition moves hearts in Istanbul. The Art of Jinshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, international exhibition was held at the Istanbul Artists Association on September 21st through the 25th, 2018. The exhibition has been shown in more than 200 cities in more than 40 countries since 2004. The artworks depict both the persecution of Falun Dafa by the communist regime in China and the peaceful response of Dafa practitioners who hold firm to their faith. Many visitors were shocked to see the brutality shown in the artwork, and many of them signed a petition calling to end the persecution in China and for the prosecution of former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin, who launched and directed the persecution. One of the founders of the Istanbul Artists Association visited the exhibition and expressed good wishes and appreciation to the practitioners. He condemned the persecution after viewing the paintings and signed the petition. He said, "This is the only thing that humanity needs. I was really impressed by this exhibition. It sounded like a movie, but unfortunately it was real." One visitor in the exhibition wrote in the guest book, "We all get used to being indifferent to injustice since childhood. Societies are silent and unaware because the massacres and torture do not touch them." Another exhibition visitor wrote, "I feel this cruelty in China in my soul. I wish the Chinese government would feel compassion and tolerance in their soul as soon as possible. I have no words to say. I condemn the Chinese government." After viewing the exhibition, a visitor shared her thoughts in the guest book. "Here is an environment where I find peace and feel very comfortable. This exhibition is something emotionally charged, sometimes full of energy and so well expressed, with truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Another visitor wrote, "I have felt this persecution in China in my every cell. I wish that the atrocities would end and the Chinese government would have mercy." She added her wish that the exhibition be shown all over the world to inform more people about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China.
Switzerland and Austria, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners recently held events in Switzerland and Austria to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. The European Tianguo Marching Band performed during these events as part of its five-city tour of Prague, Vienna, Munich, Zurich, and Lucerne. Practitioners held an event at Löwenplatz in the Swiss town of Lucerne on Saturday, October 6th. Within 2 hours, several Chinese tour groups had passed by, and many of the tourists were drawn over by the music of the Tianguo Marching Band. Some Chinese tourists accepted Falun Gong informational materials, while others took photos and videos of the band performing. Beek from Germany works in Lucerne as a physical therapist. He and his girlfriend Thusi were at Löwenplatz and paused for a while to listen to the band. They accepted a flyer and talked with a practitioner about Falun Gong. They were appalled to learn about the CCP's persecution of the peaceful practice. Beek said, "I just learned that such a bad thing is happening in China. We have freedom in Europe, but many people around the world have no freedom and suffer from this persecution and live organ harvesting." Thusi said that she had heard of the CCP's autocracy and the absence of freedom in China, but did not know the situation was so bad. Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna is one of Austria's most important historical monuments and a popular tourist attraction. Falun Gong practitioners traveled to the palace on Tuesday, October 2nd, to raise awareness and call for an end to the CCP's persecution. Carlos, from Central America, was visiting the palace with his Austrian friend. He said he had started practicing meditation a year ago and knew that meditation aids relaxation and maintains fitness. He condemned the CCP's persecution of such a peaceful meditation practice. He said, "It is unacceptable for people to be killed for practicing Falun Gong. They need to keep this truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I think they should stick to it all the time. No government can deprive a life of what he should have obtained. I think communism should disappear from this world. We don't need it because the world needs peace. What we have to do is to uphold traditions together." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.